the pandemic accelerated that need to innovate. But yeah, so it's a combination of both things, something we've been working on for a while, but certainly something that we pushed forward and accelerated to in order to best serve our customers during the COVID-19 pandemic.
How has the pandemic potentially impacted sales? There may not be an easy way to measure that, but certainly we've heard that people are trying different things. People are in perhaps a different emotional state during this time and may be more inclined to experiment. So how has that impacted, if you can tell?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard to, you know, fully quantify exactly what that impact has been. But certainly throughout the past quarter and, you know, in spite of, or maybe even because of the pandemic and sort of certainly a lot of these social changes that have been going on, we have, you know, definitely seen tremendous growth in terms of our sales at both of our current locations in Illinois. I think, you know, obviously a large part of that growth in sales has also been due in large part to the great work of our operations teams on the ground in terms of, you know, making sure that we have all these safety procedures in place, that we're being, you know, very, very safe in terms of protecting our customers and our employees, making sure everybody feels comfortable, continue to shop.
Will a second location perhaps saturate the market where you're competing with yourself?
You know, we don't really believe so. We think, you know, right now we are tremendously busy. I think our you know, we see a lot of demand at our current location. And our current location, you know, frankly, is located, you know, north side of Normal, so a little bit out of the way for many residents of the Bloomington Normal community. So, we don't think it'll really, you know, hurt ourselves at all. If anything, I think it just allows us to access a broader group of customers.
Bloomington, at the time they approved cannabis sales in the community, they decided against cannabis cafes where on-site consumption would be allowed, even though a city commission had recommended that. The council had said that they would consider that, but at a later time, not to start with. Okay. Are those conversations continuing? Is that something that Jushi is going to continue to advocate for?
Yeah, I think, you know, certainly there's a large argument to be made in terms of, you know, the benefit that these cafes have in terms of social equity. And, you know, it is a very large social justice issue. I think we can all recognize that in terms of making sure that individuals who need this product or get lots of health benefits from this product or, you know, mental health benefits from this product do have a safe and secure place to use the product. That being said, you know, our number one priority is to make sure that we are working in lockstep with the city and making sure that, you know, we are being completely compliant with what the city wants us to do.